Hello, everybody, and welcome to our NEPT Core kickoff call. It's a little later in the year than I expected this to be, but we had such a busy time, and I kept hearing from everybody, can I wait and hold off and not get started right away because of the holidays and everything else? So I said, well, I'm not going to make you feel more pressured by having our kickoff call. So here we are. Yay. I know that some of you have been through some of the modules already. Some of you are through fair amount, and some of them you maybe haven't really started much at all. So I'm excited to be here because what I want to let you know is I want to kind of give you a tour of what's on the membership site, maybe some of the things you may or may not have seen that are out there. Make sure that you're able to get at your modules, and then talk to you a little bit more about, you know, how to integrate, how to get started, how to really start using what you're learning in your practice. We call it core because it's the core proficiencies that I believe everybody needs to have in order to be successful. There's a lot more in-depth things, but if we don't start with the core proficiencies, a lot of times we get lost in the muddle of what's the protocol for this and what's the protocol for that, when we really don't have the skills developed to do a really in-depth, thorough history, to really listen to what people are saying and look for clues, and then to be able to order appropriate lab tests if we're not sure what's going on, or just to confirm or to rule out certain things. So I want to take you through a little bit of tour of the site and what we have available for you. And you know that you get access to what we call our Body Freedom Foundations modules. And those are really hefty. It's like all those core foundational skills and habits that we need to teach people about. And it gives you tools and resources to help you be able to do that better. I put all this stuff together from, oh, how many years of practice? I think it's like 26 officially licensed and in practice right now. And what I found was when, you know, I got out into the world and I had this vision of doing what we now call functional medicine. It didn't have a name then. Functional medicine meets whole food nutrition. There wasn't a model. There wasn't like a place you could go and learn how to do it. I learned all my diagnostic skills and lab reading skills and, you know, clinical skills in school. But what I didn't get was the practical. So I'm a person that likes to give people handouts. I like to explain things. So I just started making a handout for this, a handout for that, a checklist for this, a recipe for that. And over the years, it's amassed to a huge library of stuff, which is available to you on the site. Now, not everything's available to you because the program you're in is the core. There's a lot more, but there's still a ton of stuff in there. And I want to make sure that you're aware of that, that we jump in and really learn those basic foundational skills and how to teach it to people and how to give them resources that they could sink their teeth into. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to pull up the site over here, and I'm going to just shift things around just a little bit so that I get the full site on the screen. There we go. And I will hit the share screen button in a moment, and you'll see that's not good. I need it to be bigger. All right. I'm going to move you guys over to this screen. I have two screens, and I'm going to make this wider so you can see the sidebar menus as well. Good. All right, so let me hit the button for, now I don't know where that thing went. More, here we go. Share screen. I'll make this bigger. And I'll hit share. And there. All right, so you should be seeing my screen in front of you.
Yep.
Yeah? Good. All right. I'm going to move this over here too. All right. So this is like when you first log in, this is probably what you see, is unless you click an actual link, but if you just log into the site, which is inemembers.com, this is what you see. And it has in the center the different programs. Now I think you're only going to see the ones you have. Now I haven't logged in as anybody in the near, you know, short term, so I'm not sure, but move that over there. This is what you see. You don't see all of this. You just see the one.
No, just what we have. Yeah,
just what you have access to. All right. And then off the side over here, it's similar. You'll see a menu, and everything that you have access to should be there. So what you should see, most of you got the bonus, the early sign-up bonus of CMDS and IRSPT. So you should see those, Clinical Mastery of the Digestive System. Definitely we'll see Body Freedom. This one you won't see because that's an NEPT mastery level only. And then this is mastery level, but you should see this NEPT core, yep. Right? Mm-hmm. And then when you open it up, it shows you all the things underneath it that you have access to. You may not see all of these because what we do with the main modules is we release them when you finish the one before because we really feel like they build on each other in this case. But if there's a situation where you're going, I need to know these lab things. I really need to open the lab. All you have to do is reach out to Lynn, reach out on the Facebook group, reach out to Lynn. Lynn just joined us. Hello. And let her know and she'll open it up for you. The reason we do it this way with the sequential releases, we really want you to do the tests, even though you don't have to do the tests because you're not in the certification program. But someday when you say, hey, I want to upgrade to the certification program, it would be really nice if you had already taken those tests and don't have to go back to ground zero and do it. So all of the stuff is open to everybody. It's just a matter of, you know, you don't have to do all that. You could just pretend you did the test. Actually, it doesn't open until you do the test, does it? I think we really do make them do the test. So, and the reason is I want you to learn this stuff. It's not a matter of I'm trying to trick you or anything like that. I just really want you to know and learn this stuff. And I find that if you skim through things, you go, yeah, I know it. But if we ask you a clinical question, like somebody presents with this, what tests are you going to do for that? I want you to know that because you're here for a reason. Even if you didn't sign up for the full certification, it doesn't mean anything. It means you want to use this information to get results and to really help people change their lives. So you finish the test for the first one, and then it goes to the second one, and then the third one, fourth one. Yes, Lynn.
The one thing I tell people is that our tests aren't there to lead people out. They're, like you said, they are a learning tool. And if you've gone through the test a couple times and you're just, there's something that's just not, you keep getting the answer wrong and you just don't understand it. That's, like you said, that's when you reach out and, you know, I won't give you the answer. Ask my kids. I homeschool them. I don't give them the answer.
Homeschool. She knows better than to give answers. She's going to have you draw. She's going to draw the answer out of you or show you where to go to get the answer.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lynn, for that. And so you'll see, and the things we included in the core, because it's like I said, it's the core competencies that I think everybody needs to know. And I think it's overlooked a lot. It's overlooked in a lot of trainings. It's overlooked in master's degree programs. It was certainly overlooked in a lot of my programs. I had to figure this out for myself and learn and dig and put it all together and, you know, take umpteen classes back in the day. So your Body Freedom Foundation is a great place to start, and I'll go through that. You don't have to have finished Body Freedom Foundations to do the rest because that's more something what I would recommend you do is like pick one a month and do it the way we do it and teach it. Is just pick one a month, do it, really master it, really feel good about it. But you can also be doing the other modules at the same time. So if you are going through like CMDS, the digestion, or you're going through insulin resistance, you can still be doing the Body Freedom and they all tie together. They all tie together. Some of it may feel like, oh, I know this stuff, but some of it is just like little nuances with it. When we first developed Body Freedom, we actually taught it live to the practitioners. You know, we taught it live to practitioners before we taught it live to our people. First, we had it just as a self-study, and we realized that people don't do well with self-study. You know, our clients need us to hold their hands. That's why they're in the trouble they're in usually. So we decided to do it that way. But starting last January 2018, we did them one a month, and you get access to all the recordings. I'll take you through that. And you can see that it was really a good experience for our practitioners because they were like doing it, having to do it themselves. It's like, hey, look, you're going to teach this stuff. I want you to be a model of it. We all need to take care of ourselves first so that we're available to take care of others. And it was really fun to like hear everybody go, oh, this is what I did for fun last month. I'm so excited. It was so much fun. And now I'm going to do some of these things with my clients. So you have access to all that. And then you have the nutritional endocrinology hormone relationships. That's like kind of the big picture. Like what are all these hormones that are all throughout the body? And how do they all interact with each other? And then you have cellular metabolism, which is, again, I think something that's so overlooked. Like, okay, we talk about energy. Most people don't have enough, right? How do they get their energy? What's that mechanism in the cell that produces energy for us to be out there and dancing and running and playing, but also for us to be pooping and breathing and having our heartbeat and having our brains work? Every cell has this mechanism. And when people get toxic and they have nutrient deficiencies and all, that's when they start to lose their energy. So I want you to be able to look at and say, okay, is this a cellular energy problem? Is this a problem with the mitochondria and the nutrients that feed the mitochondria? And then how does that relate to what they're doing? Like everything we do, everything I teach, there's this one three-letter word that you always have to keep in mind. And that is, anybody want to guess?
ATP.
ATP. Well, that's kind of an acronym, but it's a simple word that you learned to do when you were two, that you started to do a lot when you were two. Why? Oh my God, when my kids were that age, I remember. Why, mommy? Mom, oh yeah, look out there. There's a bird flying. Why, mommy? Why, mommy? I mean, it just like drove me nuts, but I took the time every single time to go, because it's always, they ask something and they go, why? And then you tell them an answer and then they go, why? That's what I want you to do as practitioners. I want you to pretend you're a 2 or 3 year old, like exploring the world with these big, wide open eyes. That's what you're looking at your client with, is like, wow, what's going on with them? Gee, why is it that every time they drink water, they get a gurgling in their stomach or they get burning? Why? What could be going on? What do I need to know about how their body's functioning and other things? Every time they eat, they get gas or indigestion. Why? And again, there's other things that you have to ask too, like what's the timing? We go through all that in the history taking, which is the next one. Yay. And in the history taking, I remember somebody came and started the program, and she said, oh my God, I went to that history taking page and there's like 12 videos on there. Where do I start? Like, start with the first one, go to the second one, go to the third one. You know, it's not like a table, a smorgasbord, or a grocery store, or, you know, a clothing store where you're looking going, wow, I like this and I like this and I like this. And where should I choose? No, this is more like, you know, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. Let's just start with first, because you're going to feel really lost in second if you don't. So same thing with that. And I'll go through and show you what's out there, because I want to make sure you're focused. I absolutely love the functional blood chemistry. Absolutely love that, because it's like, how do you look at the labs that every regular Western trained medical practitioner looks at in their practice and they go, oh, wow, you're fine. Uh-huh. Your liver must have a problem because your liver enzymes are 42, but it's only a little bit above normal. Let's wait. And we're like, wah! So we're teaching you functional ranges, and we're teaching you how to look at, you know, the ratio between this and that. And if we see an elevated this and a low that, what does that mean? So it's a really great module. Take your time with it. And then I don't know if you guys get, not all, some of you I think had a bonus of some of the practice building success library things, which are building, you know, and I don't remember at what point we gave them as bonuses, but if you have it, you'll see it there. Any questions so far?
I don't have a question, but I have a comment.
Yeah.
So I'm getting caught up on the nutritional endocrinology hormone. It's overwhelming for me. I know a lot of pieces of the body, and that's always been like, ooh, it's hard for me. So, but now that I see what I need to open up, I need all those other things. So I need cellular metabolism. I need the history taking. I need the blood chemistry. So I'm just going to, like, you know, give it my best shot and just go for it.
Here's what I'm going to recommend for you if you're getting stuck with it, is I like videos and I like kind of funny kind of video. So in the, I'll show you when we get there, but in the advanced, and don't let the advanced, it's advanced and extra resources. I found some videos on different sites, flashcards, little flashcards you can use to remember what the heck is a hypothalamus versus the hippocampus, right? That sometimes really trips. Even I've heard that happen with professionals, like they're talking about the hippocampus, but they really mean the hypothalamus, but they're saying hippocampus and vice versa. Because there's a lot of terminology and there's a lot of hormones and there's a lot of relationships. But if you go through those videos, maybe you go through them once or twice, you print out the transcript, print out the slides, and you take notes. Because I find that when I reinforce things for myself, if I'm reading it only or listening only, I like, oh, what did that say? But if I'm also writing,
right,
you know, and underlining, it just reinforces it into your brain. So yeah, it's interesting because I think, oh, it's just an overview. It's just like, you know, people will get through that fast. They're going to think this is too basic. But when I talk to people, they're like, this isn't basic at all. And I think that this is what they're teaching in other training programs. And I'm like, no, they're not. And we have to understand it because it controls everything. Like if you don't understand the hypothalamus, I almost said hippocampus after that. If you don't understand the hypothalamus and the relationship with the pituitary and then the relationship with each individual set of glands, it's really hard for you to get to the root cause of why somebody's not feeling well. And when you understand it, you go, well, wait a minute. And when you understand it, you can read their labs better and go, wait a minute. That's high and that's high. There's something wrong here. I wonder if it's upstream. So it prepares you for being able to really read and look at functional blood chemistry. Okay. I'm the queen of notes. When I was in school, everybody would want my notes because I would write and sort and create charts. Mm-hmm. And that's what I found helped me. It may not help everybody, but I would create these charts and then I would never look at them because I memorized everything just by creating the charts. But everybody like, oh, can I have a copy of that? Can I have a copy? You know, I was like, I should make money while I'm here. You know, just sell my notes for $10 a pop, you know? Oh, you have a test coming up. You want to spy the notes? I would have been able to pay my tuition. It would have been cool. But that's just the way I am. I love making charts. I love making charts. And sometimes it overwhelms people if they're not used to my charts. But it's a really great way to organize things, to really organize things. So, and I have charts in there. That's what I love. And I'll show you some of this stuff. All right. Anybody else? Questions? So we know that there's a, on here it says modules. If you go to the one that says NEPT core, it's going to be easier for you to find because you don't have all the rest of the stuff up here. You click it. And that basically takes you through what are all your modules. So it's a link to all your modules. And some of them may be listed, but say not yet open.
Yeah.
Right. Like over here, they just don't show. So, but here's a tease, like finish this one and then you'll get me. Finish this one and then you'll get me. Right. So you've got that. You've got your practice building success library. Here's the call, the orientation and kickoff call. And then we had a list of all the BFF trainings, that you have access to, all the ones we're doing for our clients. You have access to coming to those. So we've been doing those once a month. And if you click here, it takes you through our Unstoppable Health community. And you get to you'll probably come to a login screen if you're not already logged in. Same exact user ID and password as your regular ID. So you just get in here and it just says upcoming trainings. So March the 6th and April the 4th are the last two of those. Here's how you get access to it. And then you also get access, well, you can because it's there. You can get access to the office hours.
I couldn't access the, Stuart says call recordings. Here's a list of the previous calls.
What happened to them?
I couldn't access it.
They're not there. Lynn, will you make a note of that? I haven't looked. I just assumed they were there. Ask Francis or Jazzy if they know. Because this is the site. This is where the BFF people should be coming. So I remember them being here. I definitely remember them being here before. I wonder why they disappeared. Yeah, because they were here, because I remember Francis and I getting on this page going, because one person couldn't access it. And then we thought, you know, what is his particular, I always ask the why questions. Why is it particular about this person? And it turned out they were in a specific and we fixed it. But now I don't see them at all, even for me, who is an admin. So my temptation, being the little computer science nerd I am, is to go in the back end of the page right now and go, oh, that's why, let's fix it. Right? It's like I'm just holding back because I know I shouldn't do that, but anyway, let me just ask Francie and Jazzy to look at that. All right, but you have this. This is a date next week. We're going to have this one. These are so fun. I know some of you have been on them. I've seen you on there, Terry, and I think Elizabeth, Cynthia was on there last, like maybe. I get confused as to who's on there, but I know a bunch of people on Core were on there on some of these ones. Last month's was diet, not last month's, this month's. The one that we did was really good one, diet. So you'll be able to get the recordings when they're up. But you also have access to this. You see where it says BFF Home?
Uh-huh.
You should be able to get there because you're supposed to have access to these pages that we, the way we teach it to the clients. It's pretty much the same as your BFF over there, only in the client piece. We don't say, hey, when you have a patient that does this or a client that does that, we give you more tools and tips to how to apply it. But this is how they get to apply the information, and I'll show it to you on the practitioner side. So, and then the office hours, you should be able to get the list here, the upcoming office hours. And the next one is Tuesday, March 19th, right? And you should have access to, where are they recordings?
It's on the recordings.
Oh, you have to go to the recordings page. So you go to recordings, and then you'll see the recordings of the INE office hours.
Okay.
And that's where you can come and ask whatever questions you want about wherever you're at in the program or about clients. I have a client that I just saw. Where should I look? I'm confused. What should I do? What testing should I do? That's where you can come. So I'm not sure if they give access to everybody to years and years of this stuff. It may only be back to when you started, so you may only have back to here, but I don't know. We'd have to log in as one of you. Lynn, can you make a note for me to log in as, you know, like Terry or somebody?
So I can go in. I'm in it.
Oh, you're in there? Yeah, good. Yeah. So tell me if you see all this.
I'll move you over.
I mean, if you do, you do. It's no big deal. I think he asked me if we wanted to go through all the logic of excluding people, and it seemed like a pain. I'm like, I don't care.
For recordings you're talking about?
Yeah.
So for recordings, I have CMDS and IRSP.
You don't have INE office hours?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, that's another thing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not David. That would be Jazzy. She needs to make sure those pages are open. So you don't see that listed here.
I don't.
You don't see it on this list. So just CMDS and IRSPT.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's right.
This one should be, so we have to make sure that that page is open to BFF, core people. Okay. Okay. Glad we're doing this. If I go back on this page, I think that's it. And then I just want to show you, yeah. Okay. And in the Practice Building Success System library, I think you got the just access to the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think you might only have this training library. Tell me what you see there.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you get the guest faculty.
What? Going in.
Okay.
Says index of PBSS trainings.
Yep, that's exactly what I expected. Good. So when you click there, you know, if you're trying to build your business and you want to learn all the basic core marketing things, I created all these trainings. So how do you choose who you want to be targeting and you know, what you want to be niching to? How do you take what you're doing with people one-on-one, or even if you want to create a one-on-one program that has, oh, and first we're going to do this and then we're going to do that. It teaches you how to do that. How do you attract and enroll clients? A little bit about enrollment conversations and client attraction tools. How do you do some online networking to get known? Affiliating, you know, the various ways that you can affiliate to bring in a little extra income while you're building your practice, and then packaging your genius as teleseminars. So we've got six of these. So, you know, again, if you're working on building your practice, I would recommend just one a month. Just pick one a month. They're all about an hour long. You know, and go and get some tools and tips from it. And if that's where you're at and you need to do more, then you can. So that's that. So let's go back to, I just want to make sure that you have Body Freedom Foundations.
Yep.
Yeah. And then basically these get checked off automatically when you check off the pages. So when you check off the stuff on the other pages, this whole thing gets checked off. So this is what's on the left-hand side is always what's within the module. So you can move around within the module, and on the right-hand side is everything to move between modules, right? So once you're in Body Freedom, you can see there's a lot of stuff in here, right? Pillar One Fun. These are all the different pages within each of these. Pillar Fun only has one page. It's pretty easy and simple for people to master fun, right? And so I'm just going to pick one randomly, like diet, because that's a big one. And there's videos in here that you can watch. The videos are all geared towards the, you know, and no, the videos here, let me see which ones are. Yeah, the core content video. Okay, so yeah, this is the video of the recording of the.
So hello, everybody, and welcome to our Body Freedom Foundation's diet pillar.
Yeah, so this is the one that was specifically geared for practitioners. If you wanted to see what I put together in each of these pillars towards the others, but I think they're on the pages. So this is use the resources below to teach people healthy eating habits, you know, teach them to incorporate health promoting beverages. So there's a whole bunch of stuff on water and energizing beverages, and there's books in there. And if you want to learn about, you know, getting them to do some essential oils in their water or their tea and elixirs. So these are really hefty books. Like this one is a really nice, 31 page book. This is not something you can give to your clients, but it's something you can use to create handouts for a client. Oh, this person is really, you know, low energy, needs blah, blah, blah. I'm going to, or they kickstart their libido, right? You can give them actually recipes, but you can't just give them my book. You can, you know, share it with them. You can, right, if you want to do that. These books aren't available for sale at this point, but at some point we're going to do a licensing thing. Somebody said they want. Like, here's all of my books. You pay me this much money every year, and you can use them however you want. You can copy and paste them. But right now, a lot of the books that you have access to in here are actually books that are part of programs, and that's how I make my livelihood, so I can't just give them away. And then there's this here. This is the one that has a ton of recipe stuff in it. So it really will help you if you're working with somebody and they've got some gut stuff and you want to do it. So recipe creation and meal planning page. And then, you know, look at all these things, right? You can actually look and say, wow, you know, I really want to teach this person to eat more sea vegetables because they've got some thyroid issues going on. Really want to share with them, you know, kitchen herbalism. This is a really cool one. Lynn and I put this one together, 29 pages. And what it is how they can use their spice rack for work with, you know, with particular issues. Their sage, oh, there's some basic stuff at the beginning, but then you go through and you've got, okay, general. There's a lot of general stuff about how do you incorporate them. Like there's 14 pages, you know, you can put them in vinegar, you can do oil infusions and make a salad dressing, et cetera, tinctures. But then it goes through and here's the kitchen herbs. Most people have these in their kitchen, right? So if they're going, oh, I've got this bad stomach ache, you can look them up and go, oh yeah, remedy for fever, flus and colds, or this one relieves gas. I, you know, some people don't know all these things about like basil relieving gas. We think of fennel maybe. So it just goes through all the things that most people will probably have. It doesn't have ashwagandha here because people don't have that in their kitchen as a spice, but it's all the culinary herbs. So it's a really nice little booklet. And then look, you can look up antiviral. These are some of the pages. You can look up hemorrhoid. You know, this is an amazing resource. We should sell this. Why do we give this away? Oh, man. Anyway, you've got access to, and it's a really great learning skill, you know, learning tool for you to look at these things and help and, you know, help you in putting together your own little recipe collections for folks. This is an amazing resource for you. These are for specific areas of the body. So there's greens, there's sea vegetables, but look, eating for adrenal health, eating for bone health. These are little quick summary things of, let's just look at brain health.
Wait, where are you? What do you want?
Body Freedom, the okay. Diet pillar.
Diet, yeah. Diet, and then which one?
I was on,
kitchen and pantry makeover.
No, this was a system specific food protocols.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. So I have a little video on eating for brain health. And then I have, you know,
oh yeah.
brain assessment, the nutrients, various things, the omega-3s, the importance of omega-3s. So all the things that are important for you to be working with your client on brain health are here. And if you go through this, go back to here, the beginning of each, what I highly recommend at the beginning of each of the pillars is watch this video, because it goes through and tells you all about what's in this module.
Hello, everybody, and welcome.
So if I go, it's 50, but they're all pretty long. But let's see. You'll see.
So
going through what all the resources you have out there are and different charts. I mean, it's an amazing compilation of stuff. One of the things I'm thinking about is just this being a program in and of itself, right? This nutrient thing could be deep dive nutrition.
Yeah, it's amazing. Brain and neurotransmitter assessment.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's more than, you know, so it's system specific. So there's one for brain. There's one for thyroid. There's one for bone. The bone one's really cool. We actually have a food demo class recorded in there where I'm live talking about eating for bone health. Let's see. This is me live, I think. Yeah. This is me live.
So
it's not a great resolution, but I was teaching an actual class. Mm-hmm. And then we have, here we go. Yeah. So here are the recipes that you can see us making live. Skeleton supporting sesame sauce. And it's, oh, whoa.
Bone building brownies.
Bone building. I hope these aren't all problems. Oh, what happened here? All right.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll, technology, it's like, I don't know if it's a solar flare or what, it just will.
Yeah, because these were working. I know, because when I put together the video, I check everything.
Well, and I was going over this with.
Oh, I wonder if it has to do with, I'm going to just look real quick. I'm going to geek out in a moment, for just a moment, because I'm wondering if it's, I'm going to just put it up here and, no. It's so, it's there. It's on the, so we had recently moved our server over or whatever. I was thinking it might've had the old address, but there should be there. I mean, okay. That's a Jimmy thing. That's definitely a Jimmy thing. See, that's crazy.
It's not Jazzy.
You could try Jazz. Start with Jazzy. She may be able to find them somewhere and reload them, but it looks like it's all of them. So it seems to me it's something related to access denied. So it might have been when they moved servers that something shifted.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, when I log into the calls for the Body Freedom Foundations, I see them all.
You do? Wow.
Yeah. If you want, I can share my screen.
Stop it. Yeah, go ahead. So I think that's kind of weird because I'm the owner.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't I get to see them?
I know. Well, are you logged in as yourself? Okay.
Oh, maybe not.
Because that happens to me sometimes. So this is where we're going from, right?
Yeah, go to the BFF's training and support calls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Terry, you said you didn't see it either, right?
Right. But maybe how are we going in? Modules and then Body Freedom Foundation?
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
Well, look, you've got them. Yeah, it's just a matter of her tagging those particular calls with all the people with the right tags that get it. So she should be able to fix that. She knows how to do that. I don't think it's a Francis thing. I think it's more of a Jess. Yeah. Okay, cool. But you get the idea. I don't want to go through every page in here, but you get the idea of what a treasure trove of information. If you signed up for this program and this is all you got, you'd be getting like a wealth of information.
It's amazing. It's
stuff
amazing.
That's taken decades to put together, literally.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and use it well. And, you know, if you have any issues, there's always stuff that you can, actually, we need to put together that. We need to put a make a note to put a done for you. So I want to take some of the stuff that it's okay for me if you share. Done. And I'll show you, there's some other pages. Like done for you means, yeah, you can just take this and you can just give it away. But my sweet spot solution, 250-page recipe guide, that's part of my program. No. If you want somebody to have it, they can buy it. And we have we have the ability for them to buy it. And you can sign up as an affiliate and use your affiliate link. So if they buy it, you get a commission. And on digital products, it's like 40% or something, you know, so you get a good hefty chunk. So that's a way for in your practice to have extra resources that you don't have books, but you can, you know, you can put a list of my books out there that they can buy, and then you get commissions, right? Because mm-hmm. the amount of commission you get is going to far exceed the amount of money you'd invest in trying to create it all yourself. That's like, yeah, really. I'm always amazed when I go through this stuff that we actually created all this.
It is amazing. It's what I have just in the digestive alone. I mean, helps so many people that I've got to get the hormone piece down because, you know,
but take it, whatever phase you're taking it, right? Just take it and use it, implement it, and then move to the next piece. There's no rush to get through stuff. It's just, you know, take it at your own pace.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. So that's body freedom. Lots of stuff in there, right? And so you can just scan through and go, ooh, I want to know this. I want to know that, you know, environmental cleanup. We have a really cool checklist in there of home care things that they can check off and look mm-hmm. for ingredients that, you know, and then you can start to teach them how to get rid of all that stuff. Okay, so that was body freedom. This is the one you're scared of. The scary one.
It's not so much scared as I feel like for some reason hormones just are, I don't know. Normally I'm great and I just buckle down and I figure it out. But
yeah, I mean, you get the genetics real well. But
yeah, genetics.
What's the roadblock with that?
I don't know. My problem, hormones for some reason, like, I don't know. I just like my brain just like freezes up and says, oh boy, this is hard. So, but I think I just have to break it down. Take the time.
Just take the time. It's not as hard as genetics.
It's not. Okay.
So if you go here to see where it says advanced topics and references,
where are we?
I clicked on the hormone, right? So I'll go back.
You're not sharing your screen anymore.
Oh, I stopped sharing my screen. That's right. I gave it to you. All right. Let me do this. All right. So we go back to the main menu over here because we're going to go to a new section. So we go to nutritional endocrinology, hormone relationships.
Okay.
And I click that and that brings me here. And I see that there's three core content areas in here, overview, the intricate web, and assessment and balance. And each of them is, you know, they're not that long. I think the total is like 2 hours, 2.5 hours in this whole module. So it's an overview. But what we have here was, I was telling you before, advanced topics and references.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think here's where you'll see hypothalamus online article, pituitary, hypothalamus hormone flashcards.
Okay. Yes. That's what I probably should just start there. Done some of it, but I'm going to go there now to that part.
Yeah. And okay. Then it gives you a refresher. And then there's an endocrine system overview YouTube. And some of these are funny. Hopefully this one's one of those. Healthy? Wait, that's the skip the ad.
French fries and beer are vegan.
Singer, biology and medicine videos. Please make sure to subscribe. Join the forum and group for the latest videos. Please visit Facebook and Instagram and please like here.
You have to
in this
slow
video,
down.
We're going to talk about the endocrine system.
So,
now, the endocrine system's main purpose is to maintain a homeostatic environment through the use of hormones. So when we think of the endocrine system, we should think of hormones.
Anyway, that's that. You got that there, and he draws it out. So it's, you know, it's just another perspective. And yep. Then what you have here is from my perspective, I give you the overview here. So make your own flashcards or make your own if you're having trouble with keeping them all straight. But what I really want you to see, I don't know if it's in this one or the next one, but there's a really cool, here, we'll look here at the slides. There's some really cool charts that I put together so that you can keep straight. Let's see. This is the overview. You know, what are the receptors and what are some of those hormones? Hypothalamus, pituitary, what they affect. You don't have to memorize that chart. That was there. That was there to scare the heck out of you.
That was the one to say,
hey, there's a lot of them.
That's the one that did it. That was like, oh boy.
Yeah, don't look at it. But this is what they control. Right. And the connection, you know, between symptoms. So then there's another one. If we
Carrie,
go to the next.
I can tell you after a while, it'll be like, is that all? You will get it. And pretty soon it'll just flow.
Absolutely.
Probably like genetics where you just have to, it's like a language.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but
I told you it's easier than genetics. So that's all I'm going to say. So if you look here, this is where some of the charts are, and I would print out some of the charts. And again, this was again to show you that it's intricate. And you know, there's all kinds of relationships between me all, and it only was there to tell you that, honey, don't like try to isolate things. Don't just say, oh, I have a thyroid person with a thyroid problem. Let me give her thyroid herbs or thyroid medication. No. What happened with the adrenals to cause the thyroid problem? What happened with the digestion to cause that? What's going on with their genetics? What's going on in their brain that they're all connected, and we can't do reductionistic. So, but I like these charts because I made them like families. So what are the family of hormones that control the metabolic rate? And there's a list. Print them out. You know what I mean? Cheat.
Yeah, I print everything out.
Good. But have them handy, right? Like with your genetic charts. I told you to do that with that.
Yeah.
Have all your cheat sheets handy so that as you're trying to understand somebody, you go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Make sense? And so we have those for all of them. Go into detail and stuff. But there's blood sugar balancing ones.
You got to know this stuff. You have to know thyroid. You have to know adrenals. I mean,
you do. And there's a lot of these that you're just going to look up. I'm like, what's the name of that one? Oh, yeah. Gastric inhibitory peptide. Okay, great. Digestion. This is just a few of them. There's like 20 something of them. You don't have to know them all, but you have to know generally. Like gastrin is from the stomach. It's pretty easy. Leptin stuff. You know, you're not going to memorize, but you look it up. Right. If you're reading an article and it's talking about, you know, gastric inhibitory peptide or glucagon-like peptide, you can look it up, right? In a cheat way, not to have to go through, you know, 15 articles. That's just my cool picture of where they come about, you know, where the hormones come in.
Yeah.
And then the stress hormones. And this is a cool chart. This chart I would help have you really learn. Like this is a chart to have everybody really learn, because when people have problems downstream in estrogen, they go, just give them estrogen. What's causing that estrogen to be low, right? Or if the estrogens or the testosterone's low, that's the one that drives me the most nuts.
This is the one that I've printed out and blew up and have it on my wall.
Yeah. It's a simple way of looking at it. I have them color coded. So the pink ones are women and the blue ones are men and the tan ones are generic. And
it's the geek pinup squad.
We love the geeky stuff, but it's like, why is this person got low estrogen? Maybe it's because their cortisol's been high for years, right? That this chart I would definitely really sit with. You're not going to learn it by just starting to memorize it. You're just going to learn it by constantly referencing it. I see this chart in my brain now. It was a hard, it took a while, but now I can just go, oh yeah. And then you go, and people look at me like I'm nuts. Oh, and it goes here, and then it goes over to here, and then this goes here. But if this gets high, this is going to steal this, and that's going to get low. You'll get there. You just have to, it's repetition. Mm-hmm. And you'll see this chart over and over again throughout the program. Well, throughout the full program anyway. And then there's your sleep hormones. What hormones affect sleep? What hormones affect reproduction? And then I kind of show, this is where I was, if in the video, you'll hear me saying, cortisol, it's stealing. But the one that drives me nuts is when testosterone's low and, you know, guys go to the doctor and they say testosterone's low, they test it in the blood and then they get testosterone. Yeah. If they don't do the full test, like a Dutch test or a 24-hour test, and they don't know that you give them more testosterone, they're going to grow boobs because they're going to make more estrogen. And
everybody's low T.
Oh, everybody's low T, but why, right? There's a lot of things and insulin resistance and, you know, there's all kinds of metabolic imbalances here. Stress, right? Cortisol goes high, pulls from all these precursors. So this is one that drives me nuts when men go, I'm just going to go get testosterone. Wait a minute. And I've tested a lot of men who their testosterone is all getting converted to estrogen. Their estrogen's high. Yeah, you want to take testosterone. Your body's going to keep converting it to estrogen unless you fix the metabolic pathway. And that's what this is all about, is learning those metabolic pathways. This is one of my favorites, too.
Look at the comments. Look at the comment from Cynthia.
What is the comment?
From Cynthia.
Oh, Cynthia. I'm sorry. What? I'm missing it. She said, yes, LOL, love geeking out. Yeah, we all do, right? Whole house just laughed. Grow boobs. I love her. Yeah. Well, that's what's happening. How many men do you see who are 60 and they have boobs? They have boobs that a lot of women crave. Right? So we have to be careful with that stuff. Can't just give hormones willy-nilly. We have to study it. And that's why we teach this stuff in the depth that we do. So this, I love this chart because it teaches you how to keep it safe. When you get into the full program and we get into all the other testing modules, you'll learn how to look at the Dutch test and see what's going on, refer back to your pathways, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not scary. Think of it as just geeking out again. Think of it as you love geeking out on the genetics and how all those interactions happen. That's what happens with the hormones. And understanding the hormones is going to help you when you look at somebody's genetics to see, oh yeah, if they have this, they're going to have more of that. That's, you know, 4-hydroxyestrone, which is going to produce more breast cancer. And how can we compensate? So if they have this genetic marker, what do we have to make sure we're doing diet and lifestyle wise based on that chart there to make sure they don't push all their estrogen down to this 4-hydroxy and get breast cancer. So it all comes together when you learn it, when you just learn it in a systematic way, right? Not willy-nilly and not, you know, little pieces here and there, but when you learn it in a systematic way, it's really great.
I think that's a really good point. So that's, for a lot of years, I just learned things over, like a little here, a little there, and then this is very, very methodical and very thorough. And you just have to, you know, find the time to sit down and
Well, like Lynn says, so set aside a couple of hours a week that you're going to do it and have a plan. Like, okay, so if you want to go through the body freedom stuff and you also want to go through, like, say, the nutrition, you're not going to do that all in a week. It's huge. So just say, I'm going to do one piece of the nutrition module and I'm going to do a piece of body freedom, you know, or whatever, a module in body freedom. And then I'm going to do one of these modules.
I've done about 5 of the body freedoms already. So
Okay.
That's where I started. Yeah.
Well, the nutrition, if anybody gets through that nutrition one in a month, I'm more power to them because there's so much there.
Yeah.
There's so much.
It's like you said, I'm really big on putting things on the calendar. So you write it on the calendar that this is my school time, and then actually write in there what you're going to do. So like one day you do body freedom, another day you work on whatever module you're on, and then it kind of defrags everything so that you know that you've got it covered and you don't panic.
Yeah.
It's like my Pilates class. I have to write it in. Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't make a date with yourself, you just don't do it.
Yeah. Right.
I have this thing Lynn sees on my calendar whenever she looks, and everybody's really careful about it. It's in gray, so it's a different color than everything on my calendar, and it says SCT. It was a shortcut for me to just say self-care time. And I put that in every day, and if I have to move it, I move it, right? If I have to go, oh, somebody can only see me here, and it's really important, I'm going to move that to here. Right. But I have to make sure that I do it, you know. I have to get my meditation in, my movement in, and you know, food prep or whatever else I need to do to take care of me. And that it's important that we map this out. Right? It's really important that we map it out. And it is a lot, but you know, it gives you the opportunity to do this in a way that you don't have to quit your job and go back to school full time like I did.
Yeah.
Right? That was an expensive proposition, going back to school and quitting a job that wasn't even a ton of money.
And then leaving through all the things that you didn't need.
Oh my God, sitting through that. This tubercle over here is called the whatever and it attaches to the whatever. I'm like, I just know that that muscle does this. I know what it does. And I know that if I fit, you know, I don't need to know the name of the little bump on the bone. I really don't, right? It's not me. That's not what I'm going to do. So, but I do need to know the names of the chemicals that move, like, or the nutrients that help you to convert from, say, tryptophan to 5-hydroxytryptophan to serotonin to melatonin, because those are functionally important. And if somebody's low in in melatonin, it's not just, okay, go buy some melatonin and take it. It's like, why? Why are you low in melatonin? Is it a B6 deficiency? Is it a magnesium deficiency? And when you learn these things, and you're not going to memorize all the pathways, but you have your little cheat sheet notebook that you print out, and you just put in your charts, right? You just put in these charts that you're going to reference charts. That's the key to success, is being able to look things up. Have them on your wall. I don't have any room on my walls anymore. I have this really cool genetics chart that's like this big. But I don't have room on my walls for it. So I for a while I had it pinned to my whiteboard, and I had to take it down because I needed to use my whiteboard. So I just pull it out, and it's huge. I mean, it's really big, because those charts, if you look at the little ones, your eyes go nutty, right? Like, oh, anyway. And I went crazy. It might be here. It might be in my other bookcase. I have so many bookcases. I think it's right here, but it's this really cool. No, it's not. A really cool, like, fold-out thing that's all the biochemical pathways.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, wow. But you're not going to memorize it. You're going to go, okay, I'm looking at ghrelin. And, oh, why is this person not making enough ghrelin? Is it this? Is it that? What are some of the cofactors that they may need? Oh, look at that, B2. Oh, look at that. They have a SNP that causes them to need more B2. And, oh, look at that. They're eating Wonder Bread all day. Blah. Okay, let's just fix their B2 deficiency. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's what we're trying to teach you, is a methodology of thinking that really helps. And every one of these, we give you next steps. Like, okay, what do you want to do to incorporate this? So if you're having trouble with, like, remembering, okay, review the major hormones and find somebody you can practice explaining. Grab your husband, grab a friend, and say, can I just explain to you some of this stuff? Because the more you teach it, the better it is. Or set up a class in your community and teach it. I know one of our students in the mastery program, she's a registered nurse. And what she does is, at the end of each of these, she makes herself some sort of a handout that she can explain, like, to somebody else what's going on. So she's like really reinforcing that. That's how I've learned a lot of this stuff really well, is by teaching it and creating materials. Like, there's some topics I don't talk about too much. Like, somebody had a really extensive hematology thing, hemochromatosis, and no, it wasn't hemochromatosis, polycythemia vera. And I'm like, okay, I have to look this up, because I don't see polycythemia vera often at all, because nobody sees it often at all, because there's not a big prevalence of it. So what do I have to do? I have to go look it up so I can understand, and how does nutrition and lifestyle play in to helping her, you know, overcome the ravages of a genetic disorder, and what are the extra tests? So you're not going to know it all, but you want to have a place that you can come to be able to ask questions. Okay.
It builds. Yeah, it builds.
And it builds. And the exams are great ways to learn, because you may not think something's important, but if we put it there, we probably think it's important. Unless we still haven't gotten rid of those tests that Mary, the neuroscientist, made. Oh my God. I had to go through them and go, I don't think so. I don't think I can pass my own test. It's too geeky and too, you know, esoteric. But she's got a master's in neuroscience, and she said, sure, I'll make tests for you. That would be fun. And we all went through and went, can we make these tests a little more practical? And yeah, love Mary, but that was, you know, she's a little bit academic, let's just say, you know, that's, we come from that world. So what are the hormones? Where are they located? You know, all of these support, these foods, except that's an easy one. Which of the following hormones are produced by the hypothalamus and released by the pituitary? You may not remember this. You may have to go back to the chart, but having to answer the question, you're allowed to open up other things. You just open it up in another window. It's not cheating. It's being a good practitioner and being resourceful, because that's life. That's why I have so many books here. And I go, I don't remember that, but I know where I can find it. Let me open that book and look at the pathway, right? Yeah, so that's it. Take the test. Whether you plan on going to the full certification and becoming certified or not, definitely take the test, because it's a way for you to know what you got and what you missed and what you need to do. So that's it on module one. Anything else? Any questions on that one?
Not for me.
And the next one you get is module two, which is cellular metabolism. I love this one.
Yeah, that's the one I want to see.
I geek out on this one. Get finished one then.
Cells. I love cells.
You love cells. So you basically look at, it's just one video. It's like an hour long or something. It's not that long, but I have cool charts if you like them.
That's what I'm hoping for. Like, I always try to explain cellular health to people, and I'm hoping for good
Yes, I'll show you the slides and you can get a sense of it, right? So what affects energy?
Mm-hmm.
Beginning of it, right?
See, what now we're it? In my happy place.
This is your happy place.
Oh, what that's what I need.
The cell wall and how do things get in and what's going on in the cell. And
there you go.
Okay, and the mitochondria, Mr. Powerhouse, right? But radicals get produced, so we have to be able to have good antioxidant status mm-hmm. and the different parts, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then the citric acid cycle, so glycolysis and the citric acid cycle and what they all are, and there's a picture. Mm-hmm. And there's another picture in here, the nutrients that are needed for ATP production. So yep. Some people are low because, well, they're on a statin. Their CoQ10 is in the roof. They're eating refined foods. They don't have B vitamins. They have stomach acid problems and their amino acids are low. You know, most people don't not eat enough protein. Most people just don't get magnesium. That could be a stomach acid thing, but a lot of people don't eat enough mm-hmm. magnesium rich foods, or the soil's depleted, carmazine, ribose, you know. And then this one shows you the nutrients in the pathway. So if ever you do some of those testing, but it just gives you an idea of where and why B3 and magnesium and manganese, and you can print these charts out. These are all the slides.
Oh, that's amazing.
There's also a slide set. Here, if you go charts and diagrams, it's that of charts and diagrams that you might want to have as your reference.
I find every... The time that I spend educating people is worth every second, because absolutely. Then they buy in and then they get well.
You are totally right. That's what I found in my years of experience. This yep. chart, I would explain to everybody, because everybody has inflammation. So I would explain to them, you know, why when they take their anti-inflammatory drugs, right, their NSAIDs, where's this one? When they take their NSAIDs, mm-hmm. NSAIDs alone, they just block up in this pathway, but they don't block down here. So they still have this really bad inflammation in some cases, right?
Yes.
And actually, when they take the NSAIDs, it kills the firefighters. It decreases their levels of EPA and it causes more arachidonic acid. But here's what happens when you do nutritional modulation. Here's some of the things you can add to work up here. Here's some of the things you can add nutrient wise that have to be there. Here's some of the, you know, stuff you can do downstream. And then instead, these guys make the arachidonic acid go away, go down, which is inflammatory.
Awesome.
And then the nutrients also affect the pathways down here. So you actually get a better effect with nutrition than drugs in most cases. And then yeah. you don't have the downside of all the steroids and the truncal obesity and all yeah. that. So these are great charts to know. These are my favorites to have printed out. And I used to go through these with everybody that came in. And I remember I had a friend of mine who would come in and we would trade, and she would come in and help me out when I was seeing patients. And then I would treat her, you know. And she one day said to me, "You really need to record that thing about fatty acids." She goes, "I've heard you say it so many times, I have it memorized." I'm like, "Oh, good. Maybe you could teach them about it for me." And I said, "Okay, I got to create this." And in the diet module, there's a whole thing on inflammation that you see this. You see me talk about this chart.
And you're talking about resolution of inflammation, which the NSAIDs are just
a Band-Aid.
Yeah. Band-Aid. Yeah.
Yeah. We're reinforcing your firefighters. And people love that analogy, instead of killing them.
Yep.
And if you want to use these charts to teach people, you're welcome to it. Just leave my stuff at the bottom. Don't, okay. you know, try to take credit for it. But yeah. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's cellular metabolism. What do we have for advanced here? We may have just chapters in this textbook. This textbook's a really good textbook to get, and you can get it really cheap on Amazon usually. So you don't have to get the latest version. Instead of getting the latest version for $200, you get the back level version for $27. And so in there, there's two chapters, the cell and energy transformation.
Oh, wow.
And then there's a whole bunch of online stuff.
Oh, this is exactly what I needed here.
Okay. And then the next one is history taking. Right. You're not going to ask every one of these questions for each person, but we teach you how do you know what to ask and how to get to go deeper. Because the big question, why? There's a lot of ways to ask why. Right. And we're asking the answer we want is why, but we're going deep to find it. So Yeah, these used to be all on one page before we came to the new site. So somebody came in and went, now it's easy. It's just on the site. You go, okay, do this one and this one and this one and this one. So there's the history taking, introduction, then there's demographics. How do you ask them about their chief complaint, right? Like what are the questions you want to ask about doing that? And then there's different assessments that you can do. And then
your assessments are phenomenal. They bring everything out that needs to be brought out for discussion and then resolution. It's really amazing.
And they're on the done for you page.
They're on the done for you page.
So you're allowed to use them. And I even give you my doc version of it. So this is the PDF you can use as is. This is a doc that if you wanted to, oops, you can't show it, but I'll show you what it looks like. But you get the doc version so that you can edit it. So say you're like, you don't want to use all of these. You want to use some of them. But what we ask you to do is if you're going to change any of them, that you just use this. You can either say distributed by, you know, if you all you want to do is put your logo on it, you can just say at the bottom, distributed by Terry with permission, and then you put my thing in there.
Okay.
If you take it and you go, you know what, let me pick one. Let's see, family health history, right? Well, that's pretty elaborate. That one you're not going to want to change because it took too much time. I'm looking for one that's just a list of, the getting to know you. Here, this is a good one. Because everybody has a different, like a demographic, and some of these questions may not apply. And in some of the demographics, you may have additional questions. So you can go in here and you can edit it. And if you edit it in the Word doc, you just would have to put down here, you know, adapted with permission and just give credit. That's all. That's all I ask for.
And where are you now? You said done for you?
Done for you. Every module has done for you, but this has a done for you section. I don't think that cellular metabolism had it. There's a lot of done for yous in digestion.
Yeah.
A lot. This doesn't have a done for you. I don't think module one has a done for you either, but certainly the history taking has a done for you.
Okay.
I think the blood chemistry also has a done for you section. But this is like, I wish I had this when I came out of school.
It's unbelievable.
And getting the doc version of it, because then I would go, well, I don't really like all the questions they have on here, but it's really a lot of work to have to retype all this and create it and format it. So let me just go and, you know, do this. And we formatted them pretty nicely. This is a physical exam for adrenals.
Oh, wow.
Right. So you can actually, and some of these they can do themselves, or you can say, oh, would you just do this? And would you do that? And have your husband or wife help you do this. So I want to get you some ideas to see where your adrenals might be compromised.
Wow.
There's a little more detail in some of the other modules, but anyway, that's what we have there. And then there's the history, the functional blood chemistry is your other one.
Yeah, let's go there.
And this one, let's see if that has done. Yeah, this one does have done for you. We'll look there first. All right. What do you have here? Oh, wow. I gave you the Master Health Tracker. Yeah, but this is okay. You can use this shortened version of the Master Tracker to analyze their blood chemistry so that you can put their numbers in there. I'll show you what it looks like. And you can give your client a read-only version of it, but the client can't have the spreadsheet for his or her own use. So you give them a PDF, like you put the numbers in and give them a PDF.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to use this version, the Excel version, and fill it in.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see if I'll show it to you here, but on the Excel version, it's because it makes me download it if I do that. But here, it's like Master Health Tracker, and it's like you can keep track of their history. You can keep track of their symptoms, appointments. You can keep track of their symptoms in various areas.
Supplements.
You can track their supplements. I spent the first year I created this program, I spent like 3 hours on the phone with one of our students, and we were going through like, what do we really want to know? Because people tell me, I'm on vitamin C. All right. Like what form, what brand, what are these, you know? So we created this so they can put the brand, the herb name or supplement name, what dose are they taking? What form are they taking, drops or whatever? How often are they taking it? Why do they think they're taking it? I mean, I say that with due respect, but they're like, I saw it on Dr. Oz, right? Or, yeah. Oh yeah, no, my doctor, my psychiatrist told me I should take it because it's going to help with whatever. That there's differences there. When they started it, if they stopped it, when they stopped it, and then any comments or reactions and ingredients. Usually I have people put a URL here because some of them are too complicated. I just put the URL. If it's probably on the bottle. It's just like www.whatever. We know the name of it. We can always look it up. So that's an awesome chart.
That is.
And then there's medication. What's the medicine for? And these are things you can actually have people do. Like you can print out these pages and have them fill out whichever ones of these you want them to. So they can give it to you and you know what they're doing. And then diet recommendations, if you want to use a blank to give them, you know, you just print this out and you write in it and give it to them. Or type it in, like, you know, you go into the Excel version of it, you type it in and print out the page and give it to them. Diet diary, glucose tracking. I mean, this is cool stuff, guys.
It is. It's awesome.
This took forever to create all this stuff. And then any exam findings, if you do any kind of exams, you know, I don't know why I put that in there. Wow, that's a lot. And then the lab results. In the tracker, in the one you have, the Excel form, if you put in a glucose number like right here of 72, it's going to turn green. If you put a glucose number in here of 150, it's going to turn orange. And if you put a glucose number of, say, let's say 50, you know, or 65, oh, 75, so 65, it's going to turn yellow, which doesn't mean it's a problem. It just... you have to check. I mean, if somebody's on a ketogenic diet and they're doing intermittent fasting, common to have a 65. If they tell you that they're dizzy and they feel like they're going to pass out and they can't go 2 hours without eating and they have a 65, a problem. So it's yellow to just tell you there's a warning. And all of these numbers change that way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it bumps up against the optimal values. Or mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. And this explains some of it. Like you can find, like, here's some of the ones that might be related to digestion and small intestine. Here's some of the ones that are related to cardiovascular disease. So it gives you kind of a way to, like, in a chart, reinforce what's going on with this. And then lab follow-up. I don't know how to keep track of this stuff, but things that like nutrigenomics aren't going to change. So that you put when they did the date they did it, who they did it with, any significant SNPs that you want to like on a glance be able to look in their chart and go, oh yeah, they have a CYP1B1. What did you say about your alcohol coffee binge the other day? You know, and with the history in your family and you used to have breast cancer, I got, you know, you're putting yourself at risk. So you have it at a glance without having to go back through all their charts, right? And any significant things in their blood test, any significant changes in their thyroid. So it gives you the ability to just track it. That's it. So that's your done for you. You're done for you here. It's one item, but it's like worth the price of admission, basically.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just so much work. Let's see. Cynthia said, yeah, I like creating pamphlets or newsletters. It helps me bring it together. I love these. It's my favorite history taken. So awesome. Ha, ha, ha. Dr. Oz, excellent. My inner geek is dancing. We all have that inner geek. I love it. I love it. I love it. That's why I love anatomy and clay. Ooh. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's great. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Super, yeah. So that's what you have. And, you know, we'll make sure that the recordings are put up here for the office hours so you can go back and listen to it. And I don't care if you want to go back and listen to 2 years ago's INE office hours. I mean, if you have the time, more power to you. Most people don't, right? But at least want you to have access to the ones that you have access to come on. All right.
Okay.
Have you been on any office hours calls?
Yeah. I think I was on one. Sometimes I can't make it work with my schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can always go back and listen because there's a lot of great gems shared on those. I can't remember what we talked about last time, but sometimes we get into themes and everybody seems to have questions around a certain theme. And Cynthia, have you been to that? Seriously. Awesome. Yay. All right. So, Cynthia, I don't know if you've been on, I think you were on one recently. I think you just said the other day and you're going to start your core. So I think so. Anyway, and anybody else come on? No, you guys are missing. Oh, five people. So one, two, who else is on?
Winona.
Oh, Winona, hi. I don't know when you came on, but welcome. You can always go back and listen to the beginning. We were just going through the various resources that you have for using with your clients, and it's a treasure trove. So a lot of people say to me, you know what? I don't need your program because I've been in practice doing functional medicine for the last 5 years. And I'm like, you don't know what's in my program because the amount of time, just the time it takes to put these together, to have these done for you things, is just pretty darn amazing. Yeah. Let's make a note, Lynn, to put a couple of done for yous on. Which page was missing it that I wanted it on?
Cellular metabolism, was it the cellular?
Yeah, we can put the charts on that page because you can pull those out and use them, you know, and then you'd have it. And yeah, so the cellular metabolism, the list of charts, and I thought there was one other. Oh, it was in a Body Freedom. So done for you. I want to do cellular charts, and there's a few things I want to give you ability to do in the Body Freedom diet. Okay, so you at least have a starting point. One of the things that people keep asking me over the years is, can you just make like take all your recipe guides and make a collection, and we'll pay you for it, and then we have to pay you every year if we want to keep using it. We don't have to come up with new recipes. We can just pull recipes out and put together a new thing that's 12 recipes for this person, and you can just pull them from here, there, and everywhere. And I said, okay, that sounds like a reasonable thing to do. It just hasn't made the cut yet because we have a lot of things on our plate, but yeah, that's something down the road that we will definitely look at doing. Yeah. So anything else on the website, or I'll just pop it down if there isn't.
Nope.
Anything you want to add, Lynn? Or explain or tell people about, or any experience you've had, because you've gotten certified in the whole program and you've been going through this, you know. It takes some people a long time to go through it, even though I say it's a two-year, the certification is a two-year program, and this is maybe a 6-7 month program. In reality, it's up to your own pace. And somebody who's a, you know, a stay-at-home mom with their kids that went off to school now, 6 hours a day to work on it and don't have to work, yay, that they maybe do. Or somebody who has a husband or a wife with an amazing job and they don't have to work, they get to stay home and study. Yeah, you can go through it a lot faster. But if you're out there doing your thing, if you already have a nutrition practice, if you're working in an office or with another career, you're going to have to balance it out. But I would recommend that you at least give it 2 or 3 hours a week. If you can swing on average an hour a day, that's even better, right? And,
yeah,
and you just be consistent with it, and it builds, and you learn a tremendous amount. So do you have any questions, Cynthia or Winona? If you're on, if you can, just click on your camera. I'm going to see if we can do that. Ask to start video. I'm going to ask you to start your video. There you go. So we can see you. There's Winona. Hi. And where are you from, Winona? Oops, let me unmute you. And Cynthia. Okay, where are you from, Winona? Okay.
I'm from Alaska.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I got on late because I was teaching a class, so I hopped on hoping you guys would still be on.
Well, I'm glad you did. Yeah, we recorded it and we basically went through and just kind of shared the treasure trove of resources that you have available to you, and just to get you excited and motivated to jump in and use what we have for you.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Well, I've had it for a while, and I think I'm ready to jump in now. I've gone through part of it, but I hadn't absorbed all of it. So I was finishing up some other courses, and now I'm ready to jump into this one this year. This is my goal, to get through this one. So
beautiful. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. Cynthia, anything you want to share? I love your geekiness. Oops, maybe not. Maybe she's in a place where she can't talk. Here's the thing about this geekiness. I tell people, like, how does your program differ from other programs? I really think that those of us who are not satisfied with just a cursory, make people eat greens, get them off of dairy, get them off of gluten. We want to know why. We want to motivate. We want to deal with people with more severe problems. Mm-hmm. That this is a great program. Yes, it does go through those foundational things. Yes, they do have to drink water and breathe and, you know, all those things. But we want to be able to dig in and see what's really going on with people. I think that these are great skills to have. And there's some great programs out there for people who want more of like a, I don't know, an associate's level kind of training in nutrition. But if you really want the master's level training in functional medicine and nutrition, this is why we do what I do. Because I realize, you know, I graduated with a doctorate and I had people who graduated with me and they don't know half of what I teach in this program. And it's kind of scary, you know, that's because people need that. They need help. They need to understand and figure out why. And the, like you said, Terry, at the beginning, when you do the genetics and you start to explain it to people, they actually suddenly get motivated because they go, oh, like the example I gave you earlier, right? They just said they had this alcohol and caffeine binge over the weekend. And you look and you go, well, I'm just looking at those red SNPs you have here and your history of breast cancer. And, you know, I think you're putting yourself at risk. And they go, oh, when you put it that, you know what I mean? They don't think about it. They just think, oh, yeah, coffee. It's, you know, I don't do it all the time, but the more you do it, the more you take away from that estrogen metabolism because similar pathways, similar enzymes, and boom, you know, year after year, cumulative puts them at risk. So it helps to motivate people a lot. Yeah. All right. Well, if there's no other questions, Lynn, any more to add? I don't know if she's still listening or she's...
Yep. I'm here. Just quietly supporting everybody in the background here. Just like you said, like we keep saying, put that time in there. It's not going to happen unless you actively make it happen. And don't remove it, just move it.
Yeah. And come to those live calls. And Lynn, we should find out because we started, I don't know, many of you haven't really started, didn't really start when you're supposed to start. Get them reactivated
I think just restarted, Cynthia.
Okay. Yeah. Get them restarted so you get the full, the full, you know, bunch of them and that's it. We're not going to restart you again unless you have a really good excuse.
Okay.
Because I want to motivate people. I'm torn between that push of like, oh yeah, you got to get this done by the deadline. It's going to go away. You have a test, which does motivate people. And then I have a real life and I'm trying not to get stressed out about this. Yeah. And we don't want to compromise your own health. So I'm, you know, we've opted on the side of let's let people go through at their own pace, but we're also, you know, doing calls. There was a call. We'll make sure you have access to it. Let's make sure we put it on the core page, Lynn, the one that
getting back on track.
Yeah. But I basically did it here with those two modules, but maybe it wasn't getting on track. It was the implementation call for the module, which I basically redid.
Oh, yeah. I already set it up so they get the recording of that.
Okay, good. Good. Thank you. And we'll do one in, I forget what month we're going to do it in the history. I think it's, what's this month? This probably.
This is three.
Yeah, probably we'll do three this month. We'll probably do it in April or May, and we'll make sure that you get invited. It's for the NEPT program and you don't get all the modules. They get the mastery program. So, and we're going in order. So you'll get, when we do history taking, we'll invite you guys to come and, you know, kind of get more reinforcement and ask questions and all that. And it's really nice if you come to it after you've gotten the module open and can do it. So that'll give you some incentive. What module is three? I mean, we don't really number them per se.
Macronutrients.
Three is macronutrients, and then four is history taking. No,
four is micro.
Micro. Oh, hoo-hoo. That's a module. You can I show? Can I show you micronutrients? This is one I'm so proud of. I love this module. This module took me almost a year to put together. I wasn't expecting it to be so elaborate, but I'm really excited by it. So I'll show you. The geeks among you are going to geek out. So when I go down here to the full program, that's the full program. So you get you got part of it, but I want to just show you real quick. micronutrients. So here's what we have. There's a core content video on every vitamin and every mineral.
Wow.
It's like, you know, just grab it and you'll go, okay, what's vitamin B5?
It averages about an hour for each video.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be like 10 minutes each and I would just go through them really quickly. Let me see. This is B5 and it's 48 minutes. So, you know, they're anywhere from 45. And this is the kind of stuff we teach in there. And we're thinking about pulling the nutrients thing out and offering it just as a separate course because it's just so much. It's like, what, 18, 20 hours? Maybe more. So we teach you all, you know, the vitamins at a glance, the different forms, the chemistry behind it, what are the functions, what they do, where they play into some of these other endocrinology.
Oh, wow, that's key.
Yeah. How are they absorbed? Where are they absorbed? What kind of things get in the way? How they relate to other conditions? Lots of really great stuff. Where you find them? Anyway,
that would be great. Just a course by itself.
Yeah. Someday we're looking at revamping some of the stuff and making what we call the advanced functional nutrition. Advanced functional nutrition mastery, because it really is mastery. Because the other piece that we would put in there, besides all the stuff from BFF that's in there, we would be doing this one, which is another one that grew bigger than I thought it was going to be. I thought I'd do like a 2-3 hour presentation on the various food type of principles. And so instead we have a whole full thing on diabetic, macrobiotics, SCD, anti-candida, phenols, amines.
Awesome.
Right. And so if you look at some of these, I'll just grab one of those. And it tells you, you know, who should be on them, who should be avoiding them. How do you know if a person needs to do that? Let's see.
Look at the done for you.
Yeah. So all the stuff like on the different ones and how do you know what they are, where they are, what foods, how do you get people to avoid them or do them? Yeah. So it's an exciting one for me. It was very fun to do. A couple of guests do it. Like Lynn did the macrobiotics and Steph did that one on phenols, amines and salicylates. And she also did FODMAPs. And then, Jan did Ayurveda. So we just put it all together. And then the putting it together is like summary of, you know, how do you know? What do we have for done for you for this? Done for you is always fun to decide what it's going to be. Oh, so the elimination diet, the whole thing about taking somebody through an elimination diet, we do give you as a done for you. It's important. So that's that. And then we have all these little testing ones and all that. That's really fun. But if we were to do a nutrition one, I would probably include macronutrients, micronutrients, and food principles. And then the diet piece of the body freedom, you know, that would be like what I would lump together and give people as that. So we have a lot of stuff and a lot of possibilities down the road. So any other questions? Sorry, I just wanted to show off that one because I love that module. I love that module.
That's good.
Yeah, and I don't see it anywhere. Like when I went to school, I went to get my master's degree, it was like everything was, it was never clinically relevant, right? It was always the theoretical, and then you had to think about what your clinical relevance was. And I like making it clinically relevant and all that. So any other questions or comments?
You should market towards the health coaches coming out of IIN. You should market them because, you know, it's very overview, you know, like really high at the top view. And once you can start flushing down and learn details and then putting all those systems together, that's when it makes the difference.
Yeah.
That's why I ended up here. I graduated from IIN in May of 2010. I was in their very first distance learning program.
Okay.
And that's how I ended up here. I wanted more.
6 years ago. Yeah. I did it 6 years ago. Wow.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, and I know lots of folks get through it and, you know, it's helpful as a good starting point. But there's so many of you geeks who want to go deeper and that's what we're here for. We should rename it to the Institute of Geekology or something. Yes. Okay. Anything else? Yinner Dikas dancing. I love that. I love it. Thank you so much. It's like the sand in a jar of golf balls. You're funny. Okay, good. Yeah, that's good. And most of you do have, I think all of you do have the CMDS and the insulin resistance. Yep. So, you know, you can go through those at your own pace and make those, you know, make it part of your life. Most people take 3 months to go through insulin resistance and 3 months to go through digestive mastery. So we got plenty of, let's see, how do I get rid of share? Oh, I'm not sharing anymore. There we go. It's getting dark in here. All right, guys. So, you know, thanks for being here. I'm glad you made it. And the recording of this usually comes up, what is it, Thursday now? I'll probably be up by Monday. Usually things that happen on Thursdays don't get posted on Fridays because the person that posts them lives in the Philippines. And so her day is our overnight. So she works overnight tonight and she has, you know, stuff she has to catch up with. So she may or may not get to it. But if she does, she'll get to it tomorrow. And if not, it'll be Monday or so. So if you miss the beginning, it'll be there.
Thank you.
Great to meet you guys. Really glad that you came. And I already met you before though. All right.
That's awesome.
Who else had a, did you sign up at Shine this year, Winona?
No.
Last year?
Last year.
Yeah, okay. Got it. Okay. And Cynthia, when did you sign up? Or maybe she can't answer. Shine this year? Okay. Yeah, so you probably have a call with me then to do. So just make sure you get on my schedule because Terry's the only one that's actually done it so far. We sent it out to everybody, but Terry, you're the only one that actually did it.
It was awesome. It made me have clarity that I needed not only for my own health but for my clients. Yeah, it was awesome. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Winona, did you have something?
Oh no, I'm just the time difference for me is a little challenging. But
oh, what time is it there?
Well, I think you guys started at 2, so it's kind of right in the middle of my day. So if I'm seeing clients, I can't necessarily break away if I already have my schedule laid out, but so.
Oh, wait, if you're, what time is it there now?
It's 3:40 almost.
Okay.
Now.
So you're a West Coast time then. Yeah.
Alaska time. So
Alaska time is
1 hour difference. Yeah.
So 1 hour
then
earlier
than Seattle. Yeah. Then Seattle. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Yeah. I see.
Yeah. So it's not a bad time, but it's like 2:00 in the afternoon was kind of like,
And it was less
going to be somewhere. Yeah,
exactly. So. Typically we have the schedule. So if you look at the schedule for all the office hours calls, at least you'll know them in advance.
Yeah.
Are they all posted, Lynn? Maybe they're not. Maybe we should make sure that the list at least gets posted because I think they post them 1 month at a time, but maybe we change that. I think we need to do that. Okay. List of all that way. It's all on your calendar. They're usually. The office hours are usually like, I think.
Yeah, if you look at your schedule page, they usually have 2 or 3 months at a time. They should, at least in the past.
Well, I don't know that the office hours always does. So
that's oh.
that it does. Because she does that box. That was something Stacey
yeah,
started.
Yeah, that's true. Box,
and I don't think we need that. I think we just need the, you know, the list. But the thing is, because some people, you only get it for a certain length of time. It would be good to have the whole list there. We just, you know, the access code could be put in there right before. So when you run out, you run out. And that might entice people to want to get more office hours calls and join another program. Yeah. All right. Good job. Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.